hope that this is a wonderful Friday morning for you, beloved. I hope that you enjoyed your Christmas time, hopefully with friends and family yesterday. And I'm just so grateful that you have chosen to join me on this beautiful Friday morning as we continue with our five-minute journey. Today we are in Proverbs chapter 1. And here, at the beginning today and then for the next 3 days, we will be reading selected chapters from the book of Proverbs, a collection of moral teachings in the form of wise sayings, many of which are attributed to King Solomon, who succeeded his father David as Israel's third king. The tone in many of the Proverbs is that of a parent speaking to a child, but can be applied to other relationships as well, such as an elder to a youth, or a teacher to a student. The sayings affirm that wisdom comes from God, and today's reading includes advice on how to be wise and live right. And, of course, we have learned that the definition for righteousness is right living, to do the right thing. And of course, to conclude this week together, God's saving word for us is wisdom. So, let's begin reading Proverbs chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, the king of Israel. There are proverbs that will help you recognize wisdom and good advice, and understand sayings that have deep meaning. They can teach you how to live intelligently and how to be honest, just, and fair. They can make an inexperienced person clever and teach young people how to be resourceful. These proverbs can even add to the knowledge of the wise and give guidance to the educated so that they can understand the hidden meanings of proverbs and the problems that the wise raise. So, to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. Stupid people have no respect for wisdom, and they refuse to learn. My child, pay attention to what your father and mother tell you. Their teachings will improve your character as a handsome turban or a necklace improves your appearance. My child, when sinners tempt you, don't give in. Suppose they say, "Come on, let's find someone to kill. Let's attack some innocent people for the fun of it. They may be alive and well when we find them, but they'll be dead when we're through with them. We'll find all kinds of riches and fill our houses with loot. Come and join us and we'll all share what we steal." My child, don't go with people like that. Stay away from them. They can't wait to do something bad. They're always ready to kill. It does no good to spread a net when the bird you want to catch is watching. But people like that are setting a trap for themselves, a trap in which they will die. Robbery always claims the life of a robber. This is what happens to anyone who lives by violence. Listen, wisdom is calling out in the streets and marketplaces, calling loudly at the city gates and wherever people come together. "Foolish people, how long do you want to be foolish? How long will you enjoy making fun of knowledge? Will you never learn? Listen when I reprimand you. I will give you good advice and share my knowledge with you. I have been calling you, inviting you to come, but you would not listen. You paid no attention to me. You have ignored all my advice and have not been willing to let me correct you. So when you get into trouble, I will laugh at you. I will make fun of you when terror strikes, when it comes on you like a storm, bringing forth fierce winds of trouble, and you are in pain and misery. Then you will call for wisdom, but I will not answer. You may look for me everywhere, but you will not find me. You have never had any use for knowledge, and have always refused to obey the Lord. You have never wanted my advice or paid any attention when I corrected you. So then, you will get what you deserve, and your own actions will make you sick. Inexperienced people die because they reject wisdom. Stupid people are destroyed by their own lack of concern. But whoever listens to me will have security. He will be safe with no reason to be afraid. And today's key verse is Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, where most likely King Solomon said, to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. And why is that? What does one have to do with the other? We've been told that you have to separate church and state. We can't have, heaven forbid, have prayers in our schools or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, here's Solomon saying that to have knowledge, you must first have reverence for the Lord. And the bottom line is, there's a lot of knowledge out there, but it can be interpreted so many different ways. But when you have the wisdom that comes from God, then you will find true direction in the knowledge that you receive. Let's pray. All wise God, may all I do and say this day demonstrate my reverence for you. Open my heart, mind, and ears to hear wisdom's call, and teach me to abide in your word. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be in Proverbs chapter 3, where a father gives advice to his child. But of course, before Monday, we'll be in the church service. Hope you can meet us in the chapel and we can share some good times together fellowshipping in the Lord. And if you can't physically make it, don't forget that we are also on Facebook and on Zoom, and you are more than welcome to join us there. So until we meet again, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.